Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Me in the Life. This is the program Imam Alpha Muhammad is the host of. I am sitting in for him as his host. My name is Brother Mubashir Akhtar from Brooklyn, New York. And Brother Imam Alpha asked me for that sit in for him today because he's on his way out to Chicago to our Ramadan session that we have every year that was started by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son, Sister Clara Muhammad's son, Imam Wahid D. Muhammad. So Imam Alpha is part of the program. He will be one of the presenters today, and he asked me to sit in for him, and I accepted. I pray to Allah that I don't disappoint him. I always like to begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone, dear beloved people. And we have been tremendously blessed to see and understand through our beloved leader, Imam Wahid D. Muhammad, that if you're worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, then you are worshiping a false God. And he is the one that led us, the nation of Islam, after the passing of his father, who had the wrong perception of God, like Christians have the wrong perception of God and still have the wrong perception of God. And we hope that we can benefit and help the whole of humanity to see that if we do not have the right perception of the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars and everything in between, then we actually have the wrong perception of everything else in our life. This is what we have been blessed to get from our leader, Imam Wahid Muhammad. He also was blessed when he told us that he thanked Almighty God, Allah, for blessing him to put his finger on the Muhammad of the Quran. Now, that's a powerful statement. He said he thanked God that he was able to put his finger on Muhammad of the Quran. Now, why would he say that? Because we see and understand that there's another Muhammad that has been presented to the world, and most of the people in the religion of Islam and Christianity, they don't really know the real prophets that God Almighty missions to come into the world. And this is why Imam Alpha Muhammad called show called Religion Me in the Line, because he is bringing in the religion that started with Abraham, Moses, Jesus, all the way up to the last of the prophets that you can mention. They go all the way up to the last, Muhammad. This is religion that God blessed them to bring to humanity, to bring humanity back to life. And that's why he say his show means religion being a lie, because that's exactly what it is. When you get the religion from Almighty God that was revealed to all of the prophets, you will become alive as a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, whatever you are. You will become alive when God's word going to you. So I'd like to greet you because once again, and we thank Imam Alpha for giving me this opportunity. And at the same time, we'd like to always acknowledge that it is God that has blessed humanity with the last of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, that was born 1,435 years ago in Saudi Arabia, Mecca. He is the last of the prophets. He is the last of the prophets. He is the one that our brother Christ Jesus, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon all of them. He is the one that Jesus Christ says in the Bible that it is speedy that I go away. For if I do not go away, then the Comforter could not come unto you. And when I come, he will come unto you. And when he comes, he will be the spirit of truth, and he will lead you into all truth. And we believe as Muslims that was Muhammad, the last of the prophets that came after Jesus Christ. Peace be upon all the prophets. So, dear beloved people, I greet you once again on Ramadan Mubarak and Assalamu Alaikum, because this is our holy month of Ramadan. And Imam Alpha, he's on his way to the Ramadan sessions in Chicago because he's going to be one of the keynote presenters out there for this weekend in Chicago. We pray that Allah, him and his family have a safe and sound trip to Chicago and back. I'd like to share with you some of the teachings of Imam Wahid D. Muhammad on religion, because we believe that it has been his leadership more than any leadership of any Muslim in this day and time since Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, to make this religion alive in the minds and hearts of the people, especially the African-American people that was cut off. They was cut off from the religion of their mothers and fathers that was practiced on the continent of Africa. When we were brought here, when our ancestors was brought here from Africa to America, we lost our culture, we lost our tradition, we lost our language, and most of all, we lost the connection and the knowledge of our God. That's what the process of slavery did to us as a people. So we have been destined to be put back in contact with the religion of our ancestors, the dominant religion that is on the continent of Africa right now, the religion of Islam. We know that there's many Christians is on the continent of Africa, Jews, but the dominant religion that made the most progress for our people that was brought here, that descended from those people that were brought from here and put into slavery, the most progressive religion and the progressive people is Muslim. Muslims that have came from out of Africa with the religion that our father Abraham practiced, came with the religion that Moses practiced, came with the religion that Christ Jesus practiced, and David and Solomon, all of the prophets, they practiced the religion, and they taught the religion of Islam. So we greet you once again. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. You know, Imam Muhammad, he took the position as our leader after the passing of his father. He took the position to free the African American. Free them from what? To free them from a locked-in pattern of failure. That's what Imam said he wanted to do. Imam Muhammad, he said he wants to free the African American from a locked-in pattern of failure. When we look at the condition of our people in the world today, coming up from slavery to what we call free people, can we really say that we are free? We have the freedom of movement like animals have the freedom of movement? A dog, a cat, some birds, they got more freedom than we have. You know, look how the bird can just go up in the air and just fly with nothing but freedom and look far all over, look down onto the earth and see what's going on. This is free. And that's what one of the saying, I want to be as free as a bird. But who created the freedom for them, for the creatures, and the human, especially human beings? It was Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. And he gave the human being a special freedom, because he gave the human being something that animals and other creatures do not have, and that is the human intellect. The human intellect that would allow the human being to have such freedom that animals and plant life and marine life don't have. So the Imam says something has happened to us to take away that freedom, the freedom of our intellect to explore the great universe that God put it in, to find him. God created the human intellect to find him. And when they find him, they will be so appreciative and so thankful that they have found the one that gave them life, the one that made the world for them, everything in creation to submit to man's will. That's the one that your intellect is looking for, and that's the one that your spirit and your soul and your intellect want to find. And when you find him, if you're a true human being, you will bow down to the one that created you, and you will not give your attention or you will not give your service or wish it to anything else except the one that gave you that wonderful, wonderful creation that is called the human brain, the human intellect. So Imam Muhammad said he wants to free the African American from a locked-in pattern of failure. And Imam Muhammad, this is what he's offering. Imam Muhammad is offering an Islamic exodus of the mind out of America, epidemic moral decay. He said this step back is a strengthening thrust forward to read us the wellspring of higher aspiration, creativity, and moral discipline. That's what Imam wants to bring to us. Because once we get this right, through the religion, that God says for all people, you know, in America, because of the movement of the Nation Islam, most people that is not of the African-American descent that came to that experience called the Nation Islam, they think that Islam is just for black people. That's not the truth. The religion of Islam is for all people. All people. And it's not the one religion that God gave for all people. God is not going to give the prophets, each one of them, a different religion. That's not the way of God. The devil might do that, and they have done that. But God is the God that gave the religion to our father Adam that was in the garden, but it was a creature in that garden called a snake. It's what caused him to be tripped up and lose the direction and lose the focus of the religion that God gave to him for all of his children. But he heard a word from his Lord, as scriptures say, our scripture, and he got back on course. So we're going to be speaking from that position that when Adam got back on course, because we understand what that means. Religion means a lie. Religion means a lie is the religion that God gives all human beings. No matter what nationality you belong to, no matter where you came from on this earth, we all are the children of Adam, and Adam is the first father, and is the religion of Islam that God put in the nature of the human being. Because he said the religion of Islam is based upon the pattern, the creation of the human nature that he put in every human being. Every human being. And that nature referred to a Din al-Fitr. Fitr. The human original nature for all people, whether you are a black human, as you call yourself a white human, or yellow human, or red human, or brown human, your nature is the same, and the religion for that nature is what makes you alive when it comes in contact with the religion that God has made available to all human beings, and that is the religion of Islam. So Imam Muhammad says to us that it all began with a spirit, with a spirit. And if you have a spirit for understanding and you hold it, Imam said, you're going to get an understanding sooner or later. He says, if you have a spirit for obedience to God and you hold it, you're going to be obedient sooner or later. But the moment you change your spirit, let go your direction for your life, it's all over. And that's what the Shaitan was able to do to our father and mother in the Garden of Eden. It caused them to lose focus on that spirit that God put into them, a spirit that would keep them alive in the religion that God wants for the human life. And this is what religion of the life. I mean, religion mean alive. It's all about what Imam Alpha Muhammad. He has this understanding. He wanted the brightest Imam in the community of Imam Wafid Muhammad. So I thank him for giving me an opportunity. I thank it's an honor for him to see me, Mubashir Akhtar, worthy to even, you know, sit in his position as a host and talk to you about religion mean alive. You know, brothers and sisters, when we look at the African-American plight, when we look at our history coming up from slavery, and we have heard all of these great leaders, many, many great leaders, have come out of the spirit of the African-American, born here in the United States of America. And we have been given all kind of ideas and concepts of how to get our life back together from slavery, and we still ain't got it right yet. Most of the people still ain't got it right yet. Why? Because one of the main strongholds that was given to us from slavery is the wrong idea of who God is. Now, you might say, oh, man, well, I don't need to know who God is. I'm making it. I got a big house, big job, making big money. And I know who God is. Do you? Do you really know who God is? Ask your soul that question. Go and ask Oprah Winfrey, Bill Cosby, all of those people, those big movie stars and things, entertainers, when they sit in the confines of their house at night, in the wee hours of the night, and their soul began to speak to them, and that soul that is connected to the African-American struggle to be free in a world that put their soul down, ask them to tell you the truth about what registered on their soul, and you see if they really, really happy. They ain't happy. You can't be happy because you're not connected back to your original self. And your original self is a Muslim, bound to God's will. Huh? That's why God says to all the prophets in our scriptures, whether it be the Old Testament of the Bible, the New Testament of the Bible, and our holy book, the Quran, God says to all the prophets that came among the people in their town, to tell your people, false worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We're only man. Mortals from the mortals, he, Allah, created. That's in our holy book. And also God says to Muhammad the prophet, the last of the prophet, in our holy book, the Quran, the last revealed of a scripture that came to humanity 1,435 years ago through the religion of Al-Islam. And God tells Muhammad to say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we wish you none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, Muhammad, say to them, say to them, Muhammad, ye bear witness that we, at least, are Muslims, bound to God's will. And is that not what Jesus Christ prayed? God, let thy will be done. He didn't say that Jesus Christ's will be done. He said, God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, I went to church, too. Before I became a Muslim, I was in the church. I went to Sunday school and church. I had to do that. I was raised in the South. Most of the people in the town that I was in, where I was born in Durham, North Carolina, Walltown, the town called, we was Christian. Our mothers and fathers, we didn't know nothing about no Islam. We didn't know nothing about Muhammad. We didn't know too much about any of the prophets. The only thing we knew was Jesus. And the only thing that we know about Jesus at that particular time, like most of the Christians know right now, if they have not been listening to Imam Muhammad, most of the Christian world right now, most of the Christian, the only thing they can tell you about Jesus is focus on his birth, his death, and his resurrection. That's what most of the Christians know. They only have the limited knowledge of what they see is the birth of Jesus, his death, and his resurrection. And majority of them have the wrong understanding about his birth, his death, and his resurrection. One thing they have not heard, Jesus Christ ain't said nowhere in Scripture that he come to die for anybody. I can't find that in the Bible. He said, I come to give life and life in abundance. Now show me where he said he come to give you death. I don't see where he said that he come and die for the world. When he said in Scripture, I don't even pray for the world. He said, God, I pray for those, God, that you have given me out of the world. And Jesus said, I was in the world, but not of the world. Now, I don't understand how come you Christian when you read the book. How come you Jews and you Muslim when you read the book? You don't see this clear understanding of why all the prophets' religion was Islam or El-Islam, because that's the religion that gives life to the spirit, the intellect, the rational and logical makeup of God's creation called a human being. So Imam Muhammad, one that was blessed with great, great religious understanding, scripture understanding, unmatched. And I have a good friend of mine. My show I deal with is a message of concern. He's my co-host, Brother Imam Martin Bowers from Rhode Island. And we have what we call our table talk. And he brought this to my attention, and it registered on my soul so hard. And he was telling me, and he stopped and said, you know what, Brother Mubashir? I said, what is it, Brother, man? He said, man, remember this. We want to make sure that we're all right, always on the right side of history. I said, man, thank you, Brother. That's what he said to me. and it registered deep in my soul. My sister said, Brother Mubashir, man, we want to make sure that we are on the right side of history. Now I began to reflect on what he said to me about that. How could I just not focus and think about what he said about that? Because how is I going to be on the right side of history if I don't know what my history is? And I don't know what my side is right that I should be on. That's why religion is so important. Religion. Religion means a lie. Because when you get the right religion, it'll let you know what side you're on. It'll let you know if you're on the right side or the wrong side. And if you find out that you're on the wrong side, then you have to be strong enough in your moral makeup, your spiritual makeup, and your rational makeup and logical makeup to change and get on the right side if you're not on that side. And what will put you on the right side is the proper understanding of the religion that God has given to all people. And that is the religion called El Islam, the religion of your human nature. That's the pattern that your nature was created upon. Deen al-Fitra, the right religion. You know, we're always talking about in Christianity the sacrifice of Jesus as though as Christ Jesus, peace be upon him. We hope that God bless, I hope that God bless the words and the spirit that come out right over these airways into your hearts and minds. Because we is not an enemy to Jews. Muslim is not an enemy to Jews. Muslim is not an enemy to Christian, Buddhist. We're not an enemy to anyone because it would be against our religion to take up a position to be an enemy to innocent Christians, innocent Jews, innocent Buddhists, even an innocent person who don't even believe in God. We can't just be their religion because this is the spirit of some evil people that come on the earth and separated these people from the religion that God have established for all people. That's why we have to understand what religion means. And religion is the salvation of humanity. Religion is what would save us, not politics. Religion. Religion is the savior for the world. Imam Muhammad says, you have probably heard the opinion that religion has enslaved the masses. Now listen, I'm reading from you from the language and the tafsir and the commentary of Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad, the son of Elijah Khalil Muhammad, the one that the Muslim world recognizes as the Mujaddid, and the American leadership, the ones that set up on high, that have great religious knowledge. They refer to him as the American Imam. That's all I'm sharing you. I'm sharing you how he see the religion. And I want you to see this religion out of the eyes of Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad, because I want you to make sure that you're on the right side of history with me and those of us that is on the right side of history by following the religion that was given to all human beings, because that is the religion that brought us the life again after slavery killed our life, killed our spirit, took all that away from us. And we have been connected by God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and earth. He has connected us back to that religion that our ancestors gave me, that old-time religion. That's the religion of Al-Islam. Imam Muhammad says, you have probably heard the opinion that religion has enslaved the masses. Religion has not enslaved the masses. Imam Muhammad said, religion has not enslaved the masses. He said, slave masters. Y'all please listen. He said, slave masters and exploiters have enslaved the masses in the name of God. Y'all hear that? He said they did this with religion. And we have to tell you now, it's Christianity. Jesus, this is not the Christianity of this world. That's not what Jesus Christ taught. We can prove it just as easy. We can prove it with your own book if you are willing to accept the truth and willing to accept the religion that would bring your life to that truth that Jesus Christ taught, that Moses taught, that Abraham taught, that Muhammad taught, and all other prophets taught. And that is the religion that God said he gave to us, the common religion, the religion for everybody. And that is the religion of Al-Islam. So the Imam says, religion is the salvation of humanity. But first he say, You have probably heard, I'm starting all over again with this religion, the salvation of humanity. I want you to know what religion means. Religion is the salvation of humanity. And the religion that will give you the life that you need is a religion, mean alive. You have probably heard, you know what I'm saying, the opinion that religion has enslaved the masses. Religion has not enslaved the masses. Slave masters and fathers have enslaved the masses in the name of God. They did this with a religion, Christianity, that they wrote with their own hands. See, this is Ramadan, and we are at peace with ourselves because we know that it is the book that came down to Muhammad the Prophet 1,435 years ago, the Holy Quran, that explained to the religion. Because God say they write with their own hands and said this is from God. Imam Muhammad says, religion is the salvation of humanity. Do y'all hear that? Please listen. Religion is the salvation of humanity. Imam said the evil satanic powers that wanted to enslave humanity knew that religion was the salvation of humanity. So they devised a diabolical scheme. They was not satisfied until they took over religion and presented themselves in the guise of God. That's what the slave master did to us when he brought us from our religion on the continent of Africa. That was the religion that gave the most credit to the dignified intellect, spirit, and soul of the human being that was on that continent. And that was the religion of Islam. They took that away from us during the process of slavery. The Imam Muhammad said they presented their own philosophy for enslavement of the masters in the guise of religion. A sacrifice had to be made. The Imam said he have this article say the true supreme sacrifice. A sacrifice had to be made. And that's why they give you Jesus Christ. They say he made the supreme sacrifice, that he died for the sins of the whole world. Now, they wrote that with their hands. Because in the scripture, Jesus Christ said, I died not for the world. No, he didn't say, he said, I pray not for the world. That's what he said. He said, I pray not for the world. But I pray for those that God given me out of the world. He said, I was in the world, but not of the world. And the man brought this to our attention. He said, if a man, what makes you think if a man don't pray for you, he won't die for you? Think about that, my Christian brothers and sisters. Think about that, my Jewish brothers and sisters. Think about that, my Muslim brothers and sisters. So the Imam says, today we are teaching you God in the reality. Teaching you God in the reality. This teaching has the power to give divine life to you and to the whole of humanity. At that time, we was recognized as the world community of Islam in the West, the body of Christ. The Imam said, its mission is to give its life. To give its life. Our mission that we came into after the passing of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and took the leadership of his son, Imam Warren Fadi Muhammad, and he called us the world community of Islam in the world, the body of Christ. He said, our mission is to give life, not its death, for the establishment of Almighty God, truth in the earth. That's what we brought. The community of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was given the idea and wrong concept of God, like the Christian has been given the wrong idea and concept of God. The difference between us that call ourselves black Muslim and between the people that call themselves black Christian is that we were blessed with a leader come from among us to give us the right perception of religion. Huh? The right perception of religion. He's the one that was blessed to bring to our attention that false worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only man, mortal from the mortal that he, Allah, created. That's in our holy book. And he says to the world, the whole world, the Jewish world, that believe in Judaism, and the Christian world that believe in Christianity, and the Muslim world that believe in Islam, and the Buddhist world that believe in their religion, and everybody on this earth. Imam Muhammad says, civilized nations, and we proud ourselves in calling America the most civilized nation on the planet. So he's speaking especially to them because this is the greatest Christian nation on the planet, right here in the United States. And the Imam Muhammad says to the Christian leadership, the Muslim leadership, the Jewish leadership, civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. I have to go back, but he brought to our attention that was in the last reveal that God sent through Muhammad the prophet. And with, this is the month we're celebrating, the fasting called Ramadan. And that is when that book came down on the heart of Muhammad the prophet. And it says, they old people of the book. They old people of the book. Come the common terms that's between us and you. That we wish of none but God. That we associate no partner with him. That we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness. The least that we are least a Muslim bound to God's will. Give it up. Almighty God was not born in Africa. He's the one that created the people to call themselves Africans. Almighty God was not born in Asia. He's the one that created the people to call themselves Asiatic people. Almighty God was not born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. He's the one that created the people to call themselves Saudis and Meccans. Almighty God was not born in Bethlehem, Jerusalem. He is the one that created the people that identify with their religion. They call themselves Jews and Israelis. Huh? Almighty God was not born in Europe. He's the one that created the people that call themselves European. Almighty God wasn't born in South America, Central America. He's the one that created the people that identify with that part of the world that call themselves Latinos and Spanish people. Almighty God was not born on the West India Island. God wasn't born on the West India Island. He's the one that created the people that call themselves West Indians. And Almighty God was not born in the United States of America. No. He's the one that created the people that call themselves American. One God. One humanity, one human family. Y'all hear me? One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified to thee. Religion mean a lie. Religion mean a lie. Now, the greatest sacrifice. He now, first of all, said, who is the greater sacrifice? In this world, said Jesus Christ paid the price. He's the greatest sacrifice. Let's see what Imam Muhammad, the Mujed, the son of Elijah and Khalil Muhammad, had to say about that. And I hope register on the hearts and souls of right-minded people that we're and see that we're not trying to make enemies. We're trying to make friends. And we have been taught you want for your brother that which you want for yourself, and you can't go to heaven unless you want for your brother and sister that which you want for yourself. That's in our religion, too. Imam Muhammad said the Caucasian world has presented Christ Jesus to us as a Caucasian person on the cross who sacrificed his life for sinners. Y'all listen. He said, Imam said, is this such a great sacrifice for a man to give his life to save the whole world when there are dogs that would give their life to save just one puppy? Y'all hear that? Imam said, there are cats that would give their life to save just one kitten. There are birds that would give their life to save just one bird. And there are men and women who would give their life to save just one person. He said, why is it great that God comes and gives his life to save the whole world? Because they said Jesus Christ is God, and that's what he did. Imam Muhammad says, brothers and sisters, the teachers of Christianity have fooled the whole world. It is not a great sacrifice that a man give his life for the whole world. Soldiers go to war and give their lives for just one country. And for one country, not for the whole world, for one country, you know, sir. They pay a bigger price than Jesus paid. Y'all hear me? This I'm reading from you, the one that God raised up from the African-American descendants of slaves. that was put into captivity here in America, and their culture, their language, their tradition, and most of all, their God was taken away from them and given a false God. Imam Muhammad said they pay a bigger price than Jesus. That's the false God they gave to them. Jesus Christ never told nobody he was God. Imam Muhammad says, if you give your life for just one country, and Christ gave his life for the whole world, you would be the greater sacrificer because Christ had a greater reason for which to give his life. He said, if a man or woman said that they would give their life if it meant saving the life of just one person, who is the greater sacrificer? The person who would give his life to save just one person is the greater sacrificer. Y'all hear that? Now think on that, please. This is wake-up time. This is what Ramadan is all about. Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, we give our whole life to the one that created this world that we live in. He's the one that says to humanity, when they go so far astray and want to make man God, they want to make God a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man. He says to that kind of mind, who's more able to tell you about your suffering as a white man? Who's more able to tell you about your suffering than a black man, a brown man, a red man, than the one that has been around for all periods of time? Who have been around for all periods of time? Only the one that started it have been around for all periods of time. And that's the one that we should be wishing. That's the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in between. He's the beginning. He's the one that's in the beginning. And he is alone and by himself. He don't have no mother. He don't have no father. He don't sleep no slumber. He don't need anyone. Everything in this creation he created need him. And he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity. One God, one creator. Whose proper name in our holy book, the last revealed book, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. Highly praised and glorified is he. Lord have mercy. Imam Muhammad says, the greatest sacrifice. He said, Almighty God picked Abraham to stop the practice of foolish sacrifice of human beings to please God. The man said Abraham was ready to slay his own son and had laid him prostrate on his forehead at the altar to prove that he loved God more than he loved his own son. Then God inspired Abraham's mind with the understanding that his son was not the thing that he should sacrifice to God. Imam said that was something bigger and greater for Abraham to sacrifice than his son. It was something more civilized that would require more ability on Abraham's part than the giving of his son to God. God made Abraham know that the greatest sacrifice for a human being to make is to sacrifice himself to God, the creator. Praises be to Allah. Highly praised and glorified to he. Ramadan Mubarak, the listening audience, because this is the day, this is Ramadan for the Muslim throughout the world. And I say Ramadan Mubarak, peace be unto you, my brothers, Christian brothers, and Jewish brothers, and all of humanity. Jesus Christ came to bring peace on earth. Muhammad came to bring peace on earth. Moses came to bring peace on earth. Abraham came to bring peace on earth. And all the prophets came to bring peace on earth. Imam Muhammad says, individual sacrifice for community benefit. Individual sacrifice for community benefit. He said the ancient sacrificial rituals of the pagans, Imam said they were sincere and well-meaning, but there was a hidden motive in the subconscious mind that made the person a hypocrite without the person knowledge of his own hypocrisy. Imam Muhammad said, God revealed that weakness of man to Abraham. God revealed that weakness of man to Abraham. Abraham slaughtered a lamb instead of his son. And then he fed the lamb to the poor. Imam said, this tells us that sacrifice should be the individual sacrifice. And it should also be something that would benefit the community. Imam said God was revealing to Abraham that he did not need the flesh of his son, but that the poor brothers and sisters of the community needed his help. Y'all listening? Imam Muhammad says the real sacrifice of the human being is to get rid of selfishness and the desire to control all the wealth of the land. He must get rid of the love of holding the reins on the lives of the people and riding them like horses and mules. He must share, brothers and sisters, he must share his power and his wealth with his brothers and sisters like the prophet Abraham shared his wealth. That's the sacrifice, y'all. Imam Muhammad said the end of mine sacrifice. Y'all, please listen, because you got some wrong understanding of what the sacrifice of this world is asking you to do. You think they want you to sacrifice your physical flesh body. This is me talking. But it is your mind that they ask you to sacrifice to them. Now, listen to what Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad said, God was also telling Abraham not to sacrifice a man. And killing his son, Abraham would have been killing a man. M-I-N-D. Man. M-A-N means M-I-N-D. When God said he's going to make a man and put him in the garden, that first man, Adam, our father Adam, it was a man. Adam is a man. So Imam Muhammad said, God put the mind here to grow. God put the mind here to grow, to be influenced, to face contests, to be stepped on, and to be worked against, so that his muscles will develop and his vision will expand to go into the fullness that God desires. He was telling Abraham to sacrifice the powers of the flesh instead of sacrificing, boarding a mind. Imam said in this symbolic story, of Abraham and his son, God is telling us to sacrifice of our own flesh. God is telling us to sacrifice of our own flesh. He is telling you to live in your physical body and to go through the trials and tribulations of this world so that you will represent God and truth in this world. Imam said, you may pay the price of living in a physical body. He said, you must pay the price of living in a physical body. You must sacrifice the appetites of the body, even though the body will want to rest and give in to the forces of corruptible temptation. You must give your body to God. Huh? Now listen to what Imam said about Abraham, the father of the nation. And Abraham is the father of the heavenly religion that is referred to as Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, the heavenly religion. We are the children of Adam. He's our first father. And we are the children of Abraham, our second father. And we see ourselves in the world as our children of Abraham, the heavenly religion that is known as Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. We see that as the heavenly religion, and that is the religion of our father, Abraham. The Jews call Abraham their father. The Christian call Abraham their father. And the Muslim also call Abraham their father. And listen what God said. He said, Abraham, father of the nation. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Praises be to Allah. Imam Muhammad said, God said that because of Abraham's righteousness, he will make him the father of a nation. Imam said, the man that has the strength to pay the price of total sacrifice to the mission of Almighty God is worthy for the other members of the community to look up to. Imam said, children need an image, and they also need a parent that would help them to mold their own image in the right shape and form. He said, what better image can the whole of humanity have than one who can make the sacrifice for the whole humanity? Yet, that sacrifice is not for the humanity directly. It is for something bigger and greater than the whole humanity. It is a sacrifice for the God who made the creation and the humanity, for truth, justice, and righteousness. Father in this sense means model. Y'all hear that? Father in this sense means model, representative, leader, or example. In ancient history, father meant leader. Y'all hear that? So when y'all call Jesus Christ his father, y'all misunderstand y'all father. No, Jesus Christ is your leader, because father meant leader. And that's what the Christian world went wrong. They calling Jesus Christ our father. We only have two fathers, and that's Adam and Abraham, because they are a model, and Jesus Christ is a model too. But they are the father in the sense that Jesus Christ, what did he tell the hypocritical Jews of his day and time? He said, if Abraham was your father, you would love me. I mean, if Abraham was your leader, you would love me. He said, but I know who your father is. Your father is the devil. He's a liar and a thief, and the truth is not in it. I know that's what it's saying in the Bible. I'm not quoting it directly. I know that's in there. That's the meat of it. Imam Muhammad said, father, in a sense, means model, representative, leader, or example. He said, in ancient history, father meant leader. Every father was the leader of his own family. Now, did not slavery break us up from being that, my black brother and my sisters, who descended from the slaves of Africa and put out all over the world, in South America, Central America, Europe, West Indian Island, North America? When our fathers and mothers separated, when our fathers separated from being the head of their family, and we were given a father as a white man, they called Jesus Christ. And I heard black women in the South tell their own husbands, from their own little black sons and daughters, you can get the hell out of this house. Jesus Christ is the head of my house. And when they looked at that picture, it looked just like the one that enslaved our mother and father, blonde hair and blue eyes, and they called him a Jew. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not against all the Jews. We're against the one that made that lie and put that lie in the world that is affecting the hearts and soul of the whole human race. The one that called themselves white races, the white race, the black race, the brown race, the red race, the yellow race, that idea of God in the image of a particular person, pitiful, that has been sent all around the world in the image of the one that looked like the slave master that took freedom, justice, and equality from our mothers and fathers when they brought them off the continent of Africa and made them a slave to them and made them a slave to their image here in America. Imam Muhammad said every father was the leader of his own family. We wasn't denied yet through slavery. He said in social language, father meant leader more than it meant logical father. Every prophet that came after Abraham followed in the footsteps of Abraham. Y'all hear that? Every prophet that came after Abraham followed in the footsteps of Abraham. God established Abraham as an example or a model for the whole humanity to look up to. Think about that. Imam Muhammad, he says the power of human sacrifice, the power of human. Imam Muhammad said, we recognize sacrifice as the human strength to give not only death, but to give more than death. It is the strength to give life. Y'all hear me? That's what Jesus said he comes to do, to give you life and life in abundance. I don't know why you keep talking to make Jesus a dead man, want to put him on the cross and give him to you dead. No, we got to stop it. We got to free our minds so our little babies that's coming behind us, our grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, we want to let them to know the truth, that there's no God worthy of worship but the one God who created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And if you worship everything, if you worship anything else other than that God, then you're worshiping a false God. We want our babies to know this. We want our little white children, our little black children, our little brown children, our little red and yellow children. We want them babies to know this still so they can get out from under this craziness that their mother and father have been caught up in on the earth plan with race color, skin color, making hell for them to live on this earth. We wonder why our children are so disobedient, because you have disappointed them. They know God created them their soul, the same soul you got, they got it in them. They soul know that daddy and mama's telling a lie about God. I can't be satisfied. I'm innocent. I'm a child. I don't know nothing about no racism. I was taught that by my parents. That's what they be saying. That's what they be saying. Their mind and their heart and soul is innocent. And God will protect their little innocent, hard-minded soul. And you wicked, wicked mothers and fathers, you black racists, you white racists, you red racists, you yellow racists, you brown racists, God ain't going to let you continue to contaminate our children. Y'all hear me? Allahu Akbar. Hamadan Mubarak. Imam Muhammad says the power of human sacrifice. The power of human sacrifice. Imam Muhammad says, we recognize sacrifice as a human strength to give not only death, but to give more than death. It is the strength to give life for the sake of truth and righteousness, so that the whole society will not live in darkness, ignorance, corruption, poverty, and filth. He said, this is a beautiful sacrifice. The man said, this is a beautiful sacrifice. He said, a human family. The human family has grown into the knowledge of how to use the power of human sacrifice, the great power that is in every human being. And we have come to this knowledge by turning to Almighty God, brothers and sisters. Imam says, when the so-called social reformers, when the so-called social reformers of the day boast of advocating social reform and of teaching the people to help the poor and to educate the deprived, they shall remember that God set a great example of sacrifice for human beings in Abraham. Father Kalazim, God surely speaks the truth. Peace be upon the prophet Abraham. Imam Muhammad said, it was God who provided for the poor and who taught man how to look out for the weak and the ignorant. Long before these people came into any political concept of what they call socialism or communism, Imam said, don't give the credit to a nation's political concept. Give the credit to the Creator. Y'all hear me? Imam Muhammad says the true supreme sacrifice. He says, today we're teaching you God in the reality. This teaching has the power to give divine life to you and to the whole humanity. Imam Muhammad says, and he was calling us this time again, the World Communion Islam in the West, the body of Christ, his mission to give his life, not his death. Y'all hear me? Who say you are following Imam Muhammad, and Imam Muhammad told you to take this message of concern to the whole world. If some of you drag your feet, you sat down, and you act like you ain't heard what the Imam said. Take this message of concern to the whole world and see what it would do for the world. It would bring it back to life. Because this is what the Imam Muhammad said we was about in the beginning. Our mission is to give his life, not his death for the establishment of Almighty God, to give his life, to give our life, not our death, for the establishment of Almighty God's truth in the earth. Brothers and sisters, Imam said, we invite you to join us in the true supreme sacrifice. Huh? Praises be to Allah. Ever love people? This is Religion Mean Alive, and I am your host, guest host. I'm not the host, I'm the guest host. And I thank Imam Alpha Muhammad, who is the host of Religion Mean Alive, a wonderful, wonderful brother that loves what I'm talking about right here. He loves it. That's his life. That's why he say Religion Mean Alive, because that's what he has given his life to bring to the people, that religion that touched his soul, that calls him to see and understand that God is one, and he's not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or a yellow man. He's the one that created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, and the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Praises be to Allah. And I have to read this again, brother and sister, for my leader. And I hope it registers on their hearts and minds of the right-minded people. Imam Muhammad said, it all begins with a spirit. Is not Jesus Christ called the quickening spirit? Ain't that what the Christians say? He's the second Adam? but he's the quickening spirit? Huh? So Imam Muhammad says, it all began with a spirit. And if you have a spirit for understanding, and you hold it, you're going to get an understanding sooner or later. If you have a spirit for obedience to God, and you hold it, you're going to be obedient sooner or later. But, brother and sister, but the moment you change your spirit, or let go your direction for your life, it is all over with. That's why I have to repeat again an email my team told me, Brother Mubashir, my brother, we want to be on the right side of history. Huh? Praise be to Allah. Listen to what the Imam says here. He said, another way of referring to human intelligence. Human intelligence. He said, another way of referring to human intelligence is to use the expression common sense. Y'all hear that? All of the prophets. Jesus Christ was the common man. That's why he says, I in you and you in me. Who is he talking to? He was talking to the lost found sheep of the house of Israel, the common people. And they were looking up to Jesus because he's God and lifted him up as a model and as an example of what the human spirit is when they give itself to God. And Jesus said, the same thing that lifted me up in me, that's, you got it in you. That's how come we ain't got no business and making ourselves in our imagination, our own God, a figment of our imagination, our own God. They went astray. They went astray trying to, the hypocrisy came into the religion that Jesus was teaching after he died, 300 years after he died. They came into the idea and they made Jesus Christ a divine. And they argued for about 300 years as human. Oh, he's about, Jesus told you who he was. I'm a common human being. I in you and you in me. And we're both in what? He said, we're both in the Father. And you think he's talking about God. He's talking about our Father, Adam. We're both in that nature. That nature that God created, Adam nature is in us. Adam is my father. Adam is Abraham's father. Adam is Moses' father. Adam is my father. Adam is Muhammad's father. In every human being on this earth, Adam is our father. My God, God don't have no children. Oh, man, God don't have no children. He has no mother, no father, no sister, no brother, no us, no uncle. God is God, is God alone. He's one. He has no need for our help. We need his help. That's why we pray five times a day as Muslims. We call out on the one that gave Jesus Christ his heart, his soul, his two eyes, his two legs. We call out on the one that gave Moses and Adam and Abraham and Muhammad, their heart, their soul, their mind, and their spirit, and their spirit. That's the God that we call out on when we come back to the right religion. And that religion is the religion that makes you alive again. It will make you alive again in your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind, your rational, and your logical makeup. Religion being alive. Now Muhammad says, the presence of God's power. The presence of God's power. But I want to finish while I go get off to that. Imam Muhammad said, another way of referring, brothers and sisters, to human intelligence is to use the expression common sense. He said, common sense. That's where it all begins. He said, we cannot go anywhere with our brain or with our sense or with our intelligence without using our five senses. Y'all hear that? He said, that's how all knowledge. Assalamu alaikum. I hope that I've been connected. You have to excuse me. This was not me. This was not me. This was a technical difficulty. And I hope and pray that I'm being heard again. And I'd like to thank Imam Martin. He always on the job and helping his brother. Thank you, Brother Imam, for letting me know. Thank you very kindly. Imam Muhammad says that, I want you to hear this, brother and sister. Imam Muhammad says, scripture, most critical message offered to man, for avoiding unnecessary crisis, comes at a moral life condition, warning man. Man is urged to protect his intelligence, brothers and sisters. This can be achieved if man chooses to keep his five senses in a morally innocent environmental plane, or the garden, the paradise, the Eden concept. You know, God tells us in our religion, through Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon the Prophet, he said, when we have a problem, it's first they change it with the hand. Then the second way, he say, is to speak out against it. And the last way to do it is to change it with your heart or to hate it in your heart. And they say the weakest is the heart. I disagree with that. I heard the Imam say he had a problem with that. Now, when I began to study what the Imam said, I followed his train of thought, and I had to disagree with it too. Because how can that be the heart? Blessed are the pure in heart. That's what Jesus said. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall be called the workers and helpers of God. And God revealed the holy book of the Quran on Muhammad's prophet's heart. So how could the heart be weak? And God tells us also in our holy book, he would not change the condition of a people or a person or a nation until they change what is in their heart. He didn't say until they change what is in their hand. He didn't say until they change what is in their speech or mouth or their tongue. He said until they change what is in their heart. And that heart has to be pure and sincere, and then God will change your condition. And what is the condition of the African-American Christian's heart and Muslim heart? What is our condition that slavery has put upon our heart? We have been disconnected from the real reality, the true reality of Almighty God, until we came back into Islam as Muslim. It's when our soul and our spirit and our heart were really connected by the one God, back to the one God that created our Father and our God. And as the scriptures say, unless the hearts of the children, see, Elijah must first come. That's what it says. Elijah must first come. And what Elijah had to do? He had to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the hearts of the children back to the Father. And God said, unless God come and smite the earth with a curse. Look at the earth now, and look at the curse that has been put upon the mothers and the fathers of these children. Look how disrebellious these children. We got to turn their hearts back. But we can't do it without the help of the one that created the heart, the eyes, the soul, the tongue, the hands, the legs. And that is your Creator. Turn back to him and see the help that we get. The Imam Muhammad says, the Holy Quran says that the people of scripture, meaning the Christians and the Jews, asked the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, to make the sky open up and to make revelations and send down from the sky to them. They were looking for a physical miracle. The Imam said they were looking for a physical miracle. The miracle of the wisdom was not enough for them. They wanted to see the clouds in the sky roll back without physical wind blowing them back. Then they wanted a bright light to shine through the clouds with words written on it saying, thou shalt not do this or thou shalt not do that. Imam said, in order for them to believe in the message delivered to them by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon the Prophet, the Holy Quran replies to them that the people of Moses asked the thing still bigger than they were asking. And Imam said the truth about it. Imam said it. The people of Moses asked Moses to show them Allah in a physical body. Imam said the Holy Quran says that they was taken by a great blast because of their disbelief and their wrongdoing. He said, why? Why was the request to see Allah in the physical body called a bigger wrongdoing? And when we say Allah, oh, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about God, the Creator. Imam said, why was the request to see Allah in the physical body called a bigger wrongdoing a bigger wrongdoing than the request to see a physical miracle in the heavens. Imam said the follower of Moses was charged with injustice, unfairness, wrong thinking, and crooked intention. It is called a bigger thing because the people who want to see a physical manifestation of Almighty God have already shown that they have rejected God in the fact that they make such a request. Y'all hear that? Imam Muhammad, son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, says, if you see the presence of God's power in truth, purity, and righteousness, and you reject that presence, what good will it do for you to see the physical presence of God? Imam said, nothing. Moses could have easily told his people that they had already seen God in the physical body and that they had seen his physical body yielding itself to the power of Almighty God. Imam said, after all, what is there in the physical but submission to something that is not physical? Now listen to that. Imam said, what is there in the physical? Imam said, Moses could have easily told his people that they had already seen God in the physical body and that they had seen his physical body yielding itself to the power of Almighty God. Imam said, after all, what is there in the physical but submission to something that is not physical? He said, should Almighty God show you his physical presence with a physical human body? Imam said, if you cut my physical body, it would bleed. It would get weak, and it would not be able to do its job. But if you attack my body of truth, y'all listen, it will completely destroy you instead of my true body. Being hurt by you, it would light up brighter and brighter, and it would grow stronger and stronger every time you would attack me. Attack it. Allahu Akbar. And that's why Jesus said, know ye the truth. Know ye the truth. And the truth will set you free. He didn't say know how to dance, know how to shout, know how to talk in tongues are going to set you free. There ain't nowhere in the scripture. He said, know ye the truth. And the truth will set you free. That's what we want to get to our people. That's why religion means a lie. Because we have the religion got the truth in it, brother. And sisters, the religion that Abraham taught, the religion that Moses and Jesus and Muhammad taught. Why? Because they are the sons and daughters of Abraham too. And God tells us in our holy book, anybody, any people that choose a religion other than our father Abraham, choose to make a fool of themselves. Why? Because it was our father Abraham and his son Ishmael that built the first house of worship on this earth. We will be going there this month after Ramadan. A couple of weeks after Ramadan, we're going to make the Hajj to Mecca, and we're going to go, and we're going to suck around the house that our father Abraham and his son Ishmael built, a house for all people, and that is the first house that exists on the earth. Imam Muhammad said there was many other religious houses, but this is the house that Abraham built with his son Ishmael. It's the first house on earth for the worship of the one true God. Huh? That's the house. That's the house that Abraham built called the Kaaba. Imam Muhammad says, God over the kingdom of the flesh. Y'all hear me? God over the kingdom of the flesh. Imam said, what greater manifestation of God could people ask for than his manifestation in that body that reaches the superior part of themselves, the mind? Y'all hear that? The mind. Let me read this again to you. God didn't say the greater manifestation, see him in the flesh. No, God said, Imam Muhammad said, what greater manifestation of God could people ask for than his manifestation in that body that reaches the superior part of themselves, the mind? Something that reaches only your physical flesh reaches only the inferior part of yourself. Imam says, you should want God's presence to reach something in you that distinguishes you from ordinary flesh animals like horses and dogs, that something gives you power over them. Though in your physical body, you're weaker than they are. A man cannot outrun a horse, nor can he carry more burden than a mule. But he is superior in the mind and in the heart because of some superior powers that are in man's physical makeup. He is able to rule as a khalifa over the kingdom, as a vice general over the kingdom of the flesh. So when people ask that Almighty God show himself in the physical flesh, they commit a great sin and a great crime. Email said, what they're really saying is that they want an excuse not to face God because they are too weak. When you plainly show them God in spirit and moral consciousness, they cannot contend with him. They think like the people of Moses thought. They thought that if they could confuse the man of God with their challenge to see God's physical presence, they could destroy the prophet, put God out of business in their generation. Dear beloved people, this is Revision Meaning Alive. I am your visiting host. I'm sitting in for the host of the show, who's Imam Alpha Muhammad. And I am a student and follower of the same leader that Imam Alpha Muhammad is a student and follower of. And that is the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, who headed the Nation of Islam here in the wilderness of Alpha America. Dear beloved people, we are mighty people, and we are a people that the world, they know that this white society, and not only them, but all the brothers of Joseph, because we are like Joseph that was put down in the well, but we have a coat of many colors, and it has been the African American descendants of slaves. We have been more than any people in the model of Jesus Christ and the model of Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad, all of the prophets. There has been no people on this earth in this modern world called the United States of America that has exemplified those models in their heart and soul more than the African American descendants of slaves. And the world is going to begin to recognize this here. Because Imam Muhammad said to the world when he came into the leadership, and he was talking especially to the Christian world, the Jewish world, and the Muslim world, the leadership, he said, we have proved that we as people, African-American people, black men and women that were brought out of Africa, put in the worst form of slavery. We are the example that we did not ever give up hope on God. Our mothers and fathers, even though they were taught to call on Jesus Christ as a God in their soul, their soul was protected, and their soul never reached their soul. They were in a circumstance. And Allah says to us, it is your mothers and your fathers in the circumstances that make you Christians and Jews and whatever. He said, but I made you all Muslim. So the circumstances that we were put in, we wasn't, another religion was imposed on us. It was imposed on us, and it was imposed on us by the white slave master, who said that their religion was the best religion, and Jesus Christ was their Lord and personal Savior, and he died for your sin. So we have to form a strategy to keep that whip off our back, to keep us from being separated to the ones that were left intact a little bit that had their husband and their wives and their children together. And any time the white man got mad with you, he said, okay, John, my punishment, send him down to Mr. Johnson. Plantation. Mr. Johnson was more crueler than he was. So you didn't want that, so you submitted. You submitted. Not in the soul of your heart. You submitted in the flesh. And a whole lot of you, though, you submitted too deep in your conscience. You submitted too deep in your conscience. But your subconscious, the abstract life, if you would just turn back to the innocence of your abstract life, that's what Jesus Christ stood for. That's what Jesus Christ is a sign of not marrying anything. That's why you don't see Jesus in Scripture marry. Jesus, think about this. He's one of the only prophets you can think of that had a wife and children. Why? Because more than anything, he was a sign. He was a sign of what was in the human being nature. because they say he was born pure, and so was Muhammad. They're a sign of the human nature. And if you keep innocent in your nature, that's why they give Jesus Christ as a little baby back to the world. That baby is a sign, is a metaphor, is an allegorical story of what is happening in you. You got to go back to that innocent nature in you. You can't go back and become, you can't go back into that inner nature in you and come out of a racist. If you go back to your innocent in your nature, you're like a little baby. A little baby ain't never committed no crime. We ain't born in sin at this world, teacher. No human being is born in sin. We're born honorable and noble according to the word of God that came down to Muhammad, the prophet, doing this one in the holy book called the Quran to turn us back to the religion of our father. And who did that more than the honorable Elijah Muhammad in his day and time? A turning. The African-American black man or woman that was brought off the continent of Africa, turning them back to their mothers and fathers' religion, the religion of Islam. Huh? That old-time religion that was good enough for mama, grandmama, granddaddy, mama and daddy. Give me that old-time religion. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, Islam is as old as the sun, the moon, and the stars. He said, there's no big eyes, no little you. He said, the only way you can come, he said, because Islam is so high. That's what Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. El Islam, he called it Islam at that time. Islam is so high, you can't get around it. So why? I mean, Islam is so high, you can't get over it. So wide, you can't get around it. So low, you can't get under it. He said, how can you get to Islam, Brother C? He said, you have to come through the door. And Jesus Christ said, keep knocking. Keep knocking on the door. If you keep knocking long enough, God's going to open that door for you. Y'all hear me? I remember Deacon Brown down in North Carolina, St. John Baptist Church. I used to have to kneel down beside him on the morning bit. And I heard him in my heart and soul when he was praying before we getting ready to get turned out for church. He said, God can open the door. Y'all hear me? God can open the door. The Creator can open the door that no man can close. And he can close a door. He can close a door that no man can open. That's the God we worship. That's the God we serve. The one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything in between. And his proper name in our holy book is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. This is Ramadan. This is Ramadan. Ramadan brings about a new life in the Muslim. A new life in the Muslim practices and fasts for 29 to 30 days. A new life comes over us. I want to share with you on Imam W. Muhammad speaking on Dr. King movement. And I hope that the Christians that hear me take this in the right way and see that we are with you. You are our brothers and our sisters. But we are taught that if your brother and your sister is in the wrong, stop them from being wrong. Brother and sister, you're wrong when you say Jesus Christ is God and he's God's only begotten son and that you have to make him your personal savior and you have to be bathed in his blood. Jesus never told anyone that. They asked Imam a question. They said, Imam Muhammad said, Dr. King movement wouldn't have been successful without the agitation that came from the Nation of Islam by Imam W.D. Muhammad. They asked the Imam, would you comment on the contribution made by the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and what your opinion is on having his birthday as a national holiday? Imam Muhammad, this is his answer. He said, like most African Americans and most other humanely sensitive Americans, I have been touched by the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Imam said, I felt that he was an extraordinary leader, a compassionate man, a spiritually moved man with very deep human sensitivity. Imam said, I felt that he was a moral aggravation in America and at the same time a moral nourishment for the American people. Imam said, I didn't always agree with him because I followed the Islamic religion and our views differed sometimes. But on the whole, I was in agreement with him. And I thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as far as he was from the Civil Rights Principle, had great respect and admiration for Dr. King. In fact, I believe they have that respect and admiration for each other. Imam Muhammad says, Dr. King had faith in the future of the good American people, and he believed that his race, on the whole, represented the good American people, and that their aspiration was human, noble, and healthy. And he felt that because of the ineffable movement of goodness, there was the opportunity of hope for equal justice. Imam said he felt this justice would come, and I felt him as a kind of social prophet. Imam said, Dr. King, he felt this justice would come, and Imam said he accepted him. Imam said, I accept him as kind of a social prophet, not a religious prophet, as we understand prophet in our religion, but a kind of social prophet, as was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Imam Muhammad said, I accepted the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, too, as a kind of social prophet. He said they did a wonderful job. They did a wonderful job. And I think we have to remember them. I don't want to think the Nation of Islam, the American Muslim Mission, as we are called now, will forget the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's great moral contribution and his calls to industry and productivity. Neither would we forget Malcolm or any of our bygone heroes. Imam said, I wouldn't want to see us forget any of them. I think it would be better to have a national holiday. Y'all listen. The descendants of slaves that was brought over here by the slave master, captain in Africa, and brought to North America, South America, Central America, West Indian. Y'all listen what this honorable noble leader said, the son of Elijah Clara Muhammad. He said, I wouldn't want to see us forget any of them, talking about the great leaders that came from all those people. He said, I think it would be better to have a national holiday in honor of all those great stars of that particular time, rather than just to have it honoring one Dr. King. He said, I don't think Dr. King movement would have been successful without the agitation that came from the Nation of Islam. So I have some hesitation about asking for a national holiday and just the name of Dr. Martin Luther King. But if it's come, it would please me too. Now, that's an honorable man. And y'all know that Dr. King, this movement started way before he was even on the planet Earth, the movement to bring the black man and woman. It was called the father of the movement was Frederick Douglass. And before we were ever even thought about, Frederick Douglass stood up and told the white man, he said, you profess to be Christian. You say you follow Christ Jesus. He said, but the way you treat me and my people was shame, a nation of savage. That was the father of the freedom movement. Huh? And we can't forget that. So it is best that we all, the email said, we all, African-American people. He said, your hero might not be my hero, and my hero might not be your hero. But he said, we got a hero in common. That's one common hero that all of the Christians, all of the Muslims, and all of the black Jews can worship. And that common hero, we can acknowledge that common hero, not worship it. We acknowledge that common. And what is that common hero that is in the black Jew that call them that come from the African American descendants of slavery? That is in the black Christian that came from the African American experience of slavery, and from the black Muslim that was in the Nation of Islam that come from the African American experience of slavery. What is that common hero for us? I tell you what it is. I tell you what, the son of Elijah Muhammad stood up and told us. He said, we got a hero in common. And that common hero is this dynamic African-American soul. Huh? Y'all hear me? It is the soul. It is the soul. It is the soul that stood Jesus Christ up in his day and time against the enemy. It was the soul of Abraham. It was the soul of Moses and Aaron and David and Solomon and Lot. And the last prophet, Muhammad, it was their soul. They gave it all to God. And God purified their soul. And they stood up in their time, and they then time, and they told the slave master that had the people in bondage. Huh? He said, the spirit in my soul would not allow me to worship anything but the one that created the soul. And that is Almighty God, the Creator. And I bow to that one that gave me that soul to stand upon. And that's what we invite all of you. And listen to Imam Alpha Muhammad on Religion of the Mean Alive. Come back to that religion that your soul, that your heart and your spirit have built upon. Deen al-Fitra, the religion that God said he perfected and he chose and he preferred for all of his humanity, the religion of al-Islam. And that is the religion of our father Abraham. That was the religion of Adam, Noah, Moses, Jesus, all the way up to the last one. And I see that was the soul of the one that God told to go up on top of the Kaaba and call the people back to the worship of the one true God, our father Belial, the Mu'ettin, the caller to the prayer of calling the whole humanity back to the oneness of the Creator. So I thank you because I see my time is running out. But I want to say to you, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one Creator, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. And I greet you with peace that Jesus Christ greeted the people with, that Moses and Abraham, they greeted the people in peace when they came before them. And I greet you in the Arabic tongue of the last prophet when he said peace. He said, As-salamu alaykum, and I have to say Ramadan Mubarak, because this is the month that the blessed book that came down his heart and soul was revealed in. Peace be unto you. Religion mean alive. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord.